This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum. We thank them for supporting this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, dude.
Man, good afternoon to you too, sir. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing okay, man. It has been wide open. We are just, I feel like it's just not ending. It is truly out of control. So, man, a crazy December turns into a crazy January, and we're just hanging on by a thread, dude, but we're making it work. So, a lot of pipe stuff, man, moving, been smoking my pipe a good bit. It's been fun. And, went out of town for New Year's for a couple days, so that was good. And just trying to keep it on the rails, man. It's been wide open.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
What you got going on, dude?
No, about the same. We got the kids back in school. We had a little bit of a health scare here. So my oldest actually I contracted COVID.
Oh no, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, wow. I mean, we were watching it real close, trying to figure out what was going on, and you know, she had like literally all the symptoms. And so my wife and I, we had over Christmas. Now I always got a little upset when I heard somebody say, like, especially somebody who's been like hardcore quarantined, and be like, yeah, well, my mom like talked us into coming in for Christmas. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, no, go next year. This is
don't do that. Yeah, because y'all been pretty deliberate about, you know, your protections and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, man. Very careful. But of course, you know, my wife has been just running a number of clinics here in the Houston area, especially with the vaccine coming in. She's been a pretty significant role in the community, or in the care industry here, with getting those vaccines out. And so she's been kind of, you know, in that space. And then over Christmas Eve, we had a little bit of a hiccup at church where, you know, the only thing I really do outside of the house, like literally the only thing for the past year I have done outside of the house, yeah, is I've been helping with the church broadcast. And it's not, we don't have that many people, but for the Christmas Eve and the following Sunday, we found out that one of the musicians ended up having COVID. And so and I mean, like, it was one of those things. I mean, like, you know, eventually we're all going to get this thing and fight it off, or we're all going to get the vaccine, whatever happens first. It's just an inevitability. But regardless, I knew at some point this would happen, but I was frustrated because literally my wife just got the vaccine herself. and so anyway, I was nervous, and we got home, and you know, we were just kind of cognizant to be kind of on the lookout. My oldest started getting sick. She started displaying all the symptoms and everything. So my wife and I got tested over this past weekend. Literally just got the stuff in today saying that we tested negative. So either it's already burned through our system or we're good. How my daughter got it, and we I don't know if we're asymptomatic or what happened, but one way or the other. So it was kind of a weird last couple of days. I didn't mention it on the show, but like, these last couple of days have been a little hectic as we've been trying to figure out what's going on with that. But at the moment, anyway, everybody is healthy. Gosh. The kids are back in.
The daughter's okay.
Everybody's
that's great.
She went back and forth. It was really interesting. And I mean, I remember like when she told us like food wasn't tasting good. And of course she has no, like, you know, it's not like, you know, we're all looking, adults are all like looking for every single sign that's out there, right? Like, you know, like, you're like, this means I got COVID, or, my toe is itching. This means I have COVID. Does this mean I have COVID? You know? But like, and so the kids don't know any of the symptoms or anything. So when she started talking about like the loss of taste and food and everything, that's my wife and I like literally just looked at each other like, yeah, no.
It's like, well, that's it. But, no, that's it. I understand. It is one of those things where, you know, it's a disease that has every symptom is a potential symptom of the disease. And so it's like you said, you know, oh, my toenail itches. Well, go get tested.
It's like you won't get this reference, but it's the Martian Manhunter of diseases. That's exactly right. And for those.
Exactly. it just like that.
No, man, but we are this side of 2020 here into the new year. But man, we are still closing it out right by doing our best of 2020. So this is, by the way, if you've not listened to last week's episode, go back, because we're doing this in two parts. We had so many great nominations this year, and there's so many people to highlight along with the winners that we really wanted to do this up right and kind of broke it into two episodes. So last week we kind of, you know, we're very kind of heavy into the tobacco side of things. This this time we're going a little, we're starting things off with the pipe side of things. And, you know, I really love this. I mean, we've talked about this before, but the, you know, there's two types of people in the world. There's people who don't believe that there are two types of people in the world and people that do.
Is that how
I always
works?
Just love that joke. No, but in the pipe community, man, you got folks that are kind of in this a little bit more for the tobacco. You got folks that are in this a little bit more for the pipes. There's just, you know, there's different interests that kind of pull people in. And I mean, no, I'm joking, of course. There's different reasons why people kind of come to the pipe or pipe industry or pipe community or what have you. But, you know, generally speaking, those are kind of two primary components, right? The pipe and the tobacco. And, you know, we talk about it. You are a unapologetic, self-proclaimed tobacco nerd, right? I mean, like, this is something that you claim, yes?
It is. You know, I, of course, over the years, my appreciation for pipes has grown, and I love a fine pipe, and that's an important part of my enjoyment. But yeah, you know, I'm a tobacconist. I'm a tobacco guy. Like, show me the leaf, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and, you know, for me, I love the art form of the pipe, man. I just love seeing, I mean, like, there's, you know, we talk about this, you know, on multiple occasions, but, you know, innovation in kind of the industry is always something exciting to see. And while that definitely does happen with tobacco significantly, especially in terms of kind of the flavors and the recipes and then also some of the techniques as well. You know, one of the things where it's probably the most, like, I guess, visually obvious is in the world of pipe carving. And man, we are kicking things off with that coveted, most coveted. I don't know. All the categories are pretty coveted, but we're kicking things
off. They're all pretty doggone coveted.
This is true. But we are, man. We're kicking it off with a big one. Best pipe carver of 2020.
Man, that's right. Best pipe carver of 2020. So many incredible, nominations here, and golly, just so many good ones to pick from. Also, so many passionate fans of many pipe carvers here. We had a lot of guys, a lot of listeners write in on behalf of, different. Different carvers and other categories as well, you know, pipe accessory and all these other things. But, man, the carvers in particular, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where when you meet the people that carve the pipe, you really fall in love with some of these guys. You understand why they have such a hardcore following because a lot of them are just really good people.
Right,
and you want to support good people. You want to follow good people. And, man, the pipe community is just really full of these folks. And what's beautiful, we have so many folks, that, you know, made the list that are, obviously very, very talented pipe carvers, but also are, you know, incredibly good people. And so it's just, it's neat to see this. It's neat to see how, they've helped each other and really, made the community the special thing that it is. So, best pipe carver of 2020, we are proud to announce is Jeff Grasick of J. Allen Pipes.
Ta-da!
And, man, Jeff, well deserved. Obviously, J. Allen Pipes, this is a tradition that's been 15, 16 years in the making. Jeff, San Diego, California, longtime pipe maker, started making pipes around 2004 and studied under, some of the best names, obviously, in the business. We think of Tim West and Todd Johnson, and obviously put a lot of time into the craft, and very, very intimate time, not just, learning things here and there on Facebook, but shadowing people, learning in person and becoming one of the best pipe makers in the world. And, Jeff just does a really good job. Obviously has a Danish influence to his style, but is innovative in, trying different materials and, following the grain of a pipe, being aggressive, but also, elegant and just a very talented pipe maker. J. Allen Pipes, it's one of those things. If you buy one of Grasick's pipes, you're going to spend some coin. You're going to put out a little bit of cash and it's understandable. It is. I mean, the amount of, time that's gone into each and every one of these pieces and the precision and the painstaking care, for a perfect piece. And also you're paying for, years and years of experience, and also all that time that that Jeff has put into making a well-learned understanding of pipes, you know, just all that shadowing of some of the pipe masters, and you know, you're really paying for not just a piece, but a sense of history, a sense of place within the pipe community, certainly over the past 15 years. And so J. Allen Pipes, best pipe carver of 2020, Jeff Graysick, and man, just so honored to be able to announce that today. And man, well deserved. A couple of really good. We have some I guess runners up is what you'd call them. We've a couple. Bo, do you want to start us out?
Special mentions, I think, is a good way to say it. I mean, we've got, you know, as you mentioned at the top, we had so many different nominations. And really, one last thing, though, I wanted to kind of mention about J. Allen before transitioning here is, you know, one of the things that I've really come to appreciate even more. So you mentioned the price point, but you're exactly right. I mean, like, there's a luxury nature to the pipes that he offers. And I think that there's a point to knowing knowing that quality, and as you mentioned, knowing the experience that goes into, you know, creating those quality pipes and everything, and making sure that you're charging accordingly. I have no problem with seeing that, especially with the quality work he puts out. So yeah, really, really solid stuff. But no, as you mentioned, man, of course, we do have a couple of other special mentions. Now, with all the categories, I mean, this is definitely one of the ones that, in fact, of all the categories that we had, the best pipe carver, we had more nominations this year for this category than any other category. And what I mean by that, I'm not just talking about
votes. It was kind of prolific, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like, we had tons of great folks, pipe carvers from around the world that were nominated and recommended. And, you know, you want to talk about a tough job of actually, you know, scanning through and making some of these hard cuts. But no, there are absolutely a couple folks that we want to make mention of, man. I got to give it to our boy over at Rose Pipes Company, man. I'm a big fan of anytime anybody wants to incorporate Rose in their name, that always gets my attention. But obviously there's a lot of excitement for Rose Pipes, so we wanted to make mention of them.
That was really cool. Nathaniel Rose, a Canadian pipe carver, a friend of Country Squire Radio, longtime listener of the show, and man, so many folks supporting you know, Nathaniel and his work, and just a very talented up and coming pipe carver, does such a good job, and very energetic, and you know, a important part of our pipe community. You know, if you befriend him on any of the you know, social media platforms, you'll be a blessed person. Just a really tender guy. So man, just wanted to make sure to mention him and Rose Pipes Company, and then also Trey Rice from College Station, Texas. You know, the worst part about him is that he's an Aggie, and the best part about him is that he's a really awesome pipe carver. Trey's a great guy. I had to pick on him for his Texas A&M love a little bit, but Trey, a great guy. I've really enjoyed getting to know him through the pipe community, and incredible you know, history of work. You know, over the past 5 years, he's really come online really strong, and every time I see his pieces as they come through, they get more and more sophisticated and interesting, and you know, he's just got a really good wealth of knowledge that he's built up and a nice following. So had a lot of people talk about Trey also when nominating. So yeah, Trey Rice and of course Rose Pipes Company, thanks so much, and congratulations.
Okay, so we've got one for, I think this is our last one for the year, but we do have one dishonorable mention, right?
Category. Would you call it it's an honorable mention, but yeah, like we talked about last week, it's a dishonorable mention. You know, so there's this unknown but also infamously known pipe carver that occasionally comes up over time throughout the old interwebs and pipe carving community, and it's someone named.
Is this like Banksy or
is it like okay? Is it like what?
like Banksy, like an unknown, like, you know, graffiti artist type of pipe carver?
Hey, maybe so. I, you know, again, not familiar with the reference because, you know, I have literally nothing to contribute to pop culture. But you know,
right.
We just need to mention Glenn Pipes. We need to just get it out there and just acknowledge that Glenn Pipes is a thing. Now, someone, if you're listening and you're not in, you know, Facebook or some of the social media stuff, you may not be familiar with Glenn Pipes, G-L-Y-N. These are pipes that are special and really deserving of mention and interesting. And there's just a very, you know, a cult following, we'll say, of Glenn Pipes that are out there. And so we just felt like we needed to at least mention all the nominations for Glenn Pipes and the interest behind Glenn Pipes and just how impressive they really are.
Okay. All right. Come on, man, I gotta stop you. I gotta be the one that represents like our listeners who have no earthly idea what you're talking about. Is this like an inside joke of like all bad pipes get associated with an individual, or
there
is this
are
like
pipes
literally
out there that are marketed as Glenn Pipes, but no one knows who Glenn is, and frankly all of them look
nobody knows who
all
Glenn
of
is.
Them look like they were kind of eaten by a beaver.
Wait, okay, is this an acronym type situation where like G-L-Y-N
I don't think so.
Stands for something?
I think it's just, you know, made by Glenn, and you'll find them pop up, you know, you'll see them, they might be listed for you know, $80, maybe a couple hundred bucks, or you know, whatever, and they all just kind of you know, I don't know, a paperweight would be a good use for them, maybe a doorstop.
Wow.
You know, something. Wow. You know, something that you would you know, I don't know, maybe hold a tarp down with. Just
okay, wow.
Yeah,
oh wow.
You know,
okay.
Just
right.
Very, very fascinating, very mention worthy pieces that we just want to acknowledge. Want to just acknowledge Glenn Pipes.
Okay.
and all the wonderful nominations for Glenn Pipes. So
I was about to say, or at least acknowledge the fact that it was that they were nominated, or it was nominated, or
right.
Whatever it's nominated.
Right. So Glenn Pipes, acknowledgement to you.
Glenn, if you exist,
we want you on the show.
Contact us.
Glenn,
you
if you
show.
Exist, we
That's right.
I don't know how we would prove it to you, because you know, it's one of those things, like occasionally someone pops up and is like, I'm the maker of Glenn Pipes, or I am Glenn Pipes, because it's just this thing where it's like we don't know who it is, but they just, you know, you'll find these pipes from the 70s that are marked Glenn Pipes, and it's like, man, that's something. And, you know,
right, that needs to be an episode. Hang on now. This isn't a dishonorable mention. This is content. We should, this is an investigation. Like this is a potentially an entire documentary. What is this? Like, this is a great, what are you talking about?
No, it could be, it could be. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll put anyway, if you are Glenn, or if you, purport to be Glenn, and think you could provide,
or if you know a Glenn,
or if you know a Glenn, if you have ever been a Glenn, you know, we want to hear from you. Right, so let us
wow.
Let us know your inner thoughts
all
and
right.
And what inspires your Breyer creations.
Well, the voters may have meant to troll, but they're getting a full episode out of that in the near future. That's great. Man, coming up next is the next category, of course, is pipe manufacturer. So now, of course, just to kind of differentiate here, best pipe carver really goes into companies or that are kind of based around individuals or individuals themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Whereas a pipe manufacturer, now we're talking about, you know, somebody, we're talking about a full-fledged operation. Factory-made pipes, I think, is probably...
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the best way to say it. I know it's not the most
elegant,
romantic
maybe.
Way to say it,
right.
But I mean, like, yeah, but that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The best pipe manufacturer of 2020.
Man, that's right. And there's a lot of folks that kind of straddle the line. You know, you've got these people that, you know, they are maybe pipe makers, pipe carvers in an artisan sense, but they also produce a lot of pipes, you know, in a machined kind of way that where it's a little more mass produced, and so you do have that kind of element there. Folks like you know, Eric Nording, who makes some 100% hand carved pieces, but then also you know, manufactures a lot of pipes in a more industrial type way. You know, people even like Chris Morgan with Morgan Bones Pipes. You know, you've got some of his handmade pieces, and then some that are more you know, of the a little more mass manufactured. And so there you do have this kind of element. You know, Costello, even, you know, you've got you know, pipe makers that make super high end pipes, and yeah, they're all handmade, but they you know, all have this you know, they come out of a factory. You never know exactly who was carving the pipe, and you know, all that kind of stuff. They follow some similar shapes that they've traditionally made over and over, and so, you know, there's just a difference there between your artisan pipe carver and a pipe manufacturer. And so I mean, a lot of the usual suspects here obviously represented heavily in the Best Pipe Manufacturer campaign, and we had a lot of nominations, of course, for folks that that, you know, really believe in certain brands and have a you know, an experience with certain brands that are very positive and that kind of thing. And so anyway, you know, we have to balance a lot of things when we talk about the Best Pipe Manufacturer. Last year we gave the award to Peterson, and what Peterson last year had done is they balanced a lot of, you know, new style with improved quality. That they had given a lot of thought to, you know, how do you bring in more, you know, interesting lines and that type of thing that makes the pipe interesting and fun and new and fresh, and you know, a benefit to someone's cellar or a benefit to someone's pipe collection, but then also you know, something fresh and interesting and new, and then also something sound in a, from a, you know, manufactured standpoint. Is it a well-made stem? Is it a well-drilled pipe? Is it a you know, a piece of briar that has been aged properly, and all these kind of things. And so we're taking all these things into account: price point, the value of the pipe, consistency. I will say 2020 was not the year, in my humble opinion, 2020 was not the year of the super high-end pipe. You know, 2020 was a year where you know, your super high-end pipes, sure, your Costellos, your you know, Siriacopos, your you know, even Dunhills, you know, these places, these brands were not you know, moving a ton of briar this year, just with all the flux in the world, and obviously the you know, element where you just don't have as much expendable income with people being unemployed and uncertainty in the job market and everything else. And so so this was the year of the kind of Honda Accord pipe, right? We had a lot of manufacturers get real aggressive kind of to stay out in front. And of course, the winner this year of Best Pipe Manufacturer, a name that always comes up as a finalist, and really nailed it with the mixture of new lines, quality, and value this particular year. And of course, a lot of folks will not be surprised to know that is Savinelli this year. Best pipe manufacturer of 2020, Savinelli. How's that for a build up? Man, we had so many votes for Savinelli. It was breathtaking. How many votes for Savinelli? We just had a bunch, and it's one of those, right, one of those companies that has grabbed a lot of people's hearts. You know, it just you know, it makes up a large portion of several many people's pipe collections. But Savinelli, they got aggressive, kind of read the tea leaves about how the economy was going and all this kind of stuff, and they made some you know, some entries into the pipe world that were you know, priced right to appeal to a lot of people. They tried some new things. You know, they came out even right here at the end of the year at Christmas time with a special edition Bing's Favorite, you know, that has some cool stem material and is a kind of a black rusticated finish, just really attractive, and at a very, very good price point of $120 for that quality briar. And so Man, just we wanted to honor Savinelli for what they did this year, but also what they do every year. They are such an important part of the pipe community, holding the glue of what our community is together. They're very active. You'll always see the Savinelli folks at events and sponsoring things here and there, and that's just very it speaks to their commitment to what they do and to our pipe community. So it's a name that is no surprise, but we do need to honor them as best pipe manufacturer of 2020.
I think for the year of 2020, absolutely, man. Now, as with the other categories, we've got some kind of honorable mentions and runners up. I think with both of these in particular, they're household names, right?
Yeah.
And I guess that's the thing for 2020, especially in the pipe manufacturing category. As you mentioned, this is kind of the year for, those, the workhorses to work. Right?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's exactly right. The workhorses to work. You don't want to call it a value brand. It's a, it's an accessible, working man's honest everyday brand that is just a great comparison of quality and value and artisanship and style differences and all these other things. And so of course we have to mention, as our two honorable mentions this year, Peterson again, who continues to maintain some sense of improved quality, kind of working their way back to those historic Petersons of days old, and then this year Nording as well. Eric Nording, we were so honored to have at the Country Squire this year as part of our 50th anniversary. But putting out some pieces, some 100% handmade pieces that were very, very competitively priced. These are pieces that either Eric Nording himself or someone in his factory made 100% by hand. And you could grab one of these pieces for, $100 or $200. Something very, very competitive for the pipe market. And so you've just got some companies, some factories here that are, cranking out stuff for the times, to keep people in the pipe community, to reward folks for sticking with the pipe and all that kind of thing. And of course, these are all names that have put a lot of emphasis on the pipe community and help us stay motivated and all that kind of stuff. So honorable mention Peterson and Nording Pipes, and we are so grateful for both of you.
Absolutely, man. All right, so here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about some amazing people. But today, right now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. The product of 2020. The best pipe of 2020. Now, this is... I'm not going to pretend like any of these categories are easy. But this is certainly one that is... It is a difficult choice, right? Because it is, A, highly subjective. Yeah. And B, we're looking specifically at products that entered into the market this year. And, nobody is putting forth, anything they're not proud of in 2020, right? Like people, you've got pipe carvers, be they manufacturers or individuals, who are, they've got a little extra time to work out some things. You've got pipe smokers who have got a little extra time this year to enjoy their pipe. There's been, while being a little bit more frugal, there's also been some discerning consumers out there that are taking that kind of additional look at the products that came out of 2020. Yeah. But for Country Squire Radio, right up there with best tend and best blend, man, the best pipe of 2020. Who was it for 2020,
man? Bullfrog Gumnut.
Oh!
And, man...
Kind of tipped the bean can early on that one, didn't we?
I just had... Yeah, it just come right out with it. I was so... not only so excited to present this, but we had so many nominations for this particular style of pipe. So Jeremiah, who does Bullfrog Pipes in Australia, he has this.
Wait! Seriously, Jeremiah, I did not know
Jeremiah the Bullfrog
was Jeremiah.
Yep. You got it, and he owns it, man. He owns it. He is just such a great guy. If you ever go to one of these pipe shows and you see him, you'll be like, hey, who's the big you know, Texan looking guy over there. And then you'll start talking to him and his wife and you're like, wait, they're not from Texas. You know, they're from the other side of the world. And, man, they are just really, really good people. And, man, Jeremiah, kind of pioneered this shape, the gum nut. The gum nut is a, my understanding, if you're an Australian, you'll immediately recognize it, but it's a woody, offshoot of the eucalyptus tree and something that is almost, you know, akin to like an acorn or something that you'll find, regularly, around eucalyptus trees. They, you know, kind of are this pod that comes out. And so it's something that you would find very commonly, you know, in maybe the countryside of Australia. So Jeremiah, in making these pipes, he has used that as a inspiration for a specific shape. And man, they have caught fire, and he has shipped these things all over the world. I know Jeremiah would probably like to make some other shaped pipes, but he probably pays a lot of bills making gum nut specific pipes because people want them. And matter of fact, even a couple weeks ago, I think when we had discussed what our own Santa Claus list is for the year, right? I had mentioned myself like very, very much wanting one of these pipes because they're just so attractive. So
I remember when you said that, because I was like, I have a feeling this one's going to be coming back up near the
and we just we had so many nominations for the Bullfrog gum nut, and so really love that. Just a really attractive shape, both in a straight variety and a bent variety. You know, he's made them anywhere from, you know, around $200 to you know, up near $1,000 because of just how sophisticated they are, the quality of the briar, you know, any adornments, if it's got horn or a special type of ebonite. You know, he just does a really good job, and it's such an interesting, beautiful shape. It's almost like if an apple shaped pipe had a little maybe brandy flare at the top, or some kind of little hourglass flare. It's just got a very pleasant shape to it, and something that looks like it'd be very comfortable on the hand. So best pipe of 2020, we are very proud to announce, is the Bullfrog Gum Nut.
There you go, man. That's exciting stuff. And congratulations to Jeremiah, who was a bullfrog, and
apparently is.
To the gum nut pipe. Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the great things, man, is, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, what the best pipe of 2020, the best of in terms of pipes. I mean, we think about it, and more often than not, a large part of the time, you end up seeing a lot of briar. But the reality is that there's so many great materials. One almost wonders if in the future we might do like a best of, you know, meerschaum, a best of Morta, a best of briar, a best of olive wood, you know, or something of that nature. I mean, we'd need a lot of products to hit the market, but I know if we wanted to do a best of corncob pipe, we would not go for wanting, because when it comes to quality, best in class corncob pipes, there is no one better than our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That is correct, man. So many good ones to choose from, and so many pipes to get excited about and to add to your collection. One of the newer ones that's come out in the past couple of years is the Charlestown Cobbler, retailing for only $23.99. It's got a beautiful billiard style bowl with a hardwood insert in the bottom and a very attractive Italian red bent stem. Just a really beautiful piece. It's something that they collaborated with Cornell and Deal to come out with, and it's been a really good seller and something that is very high quality, and we think you'll enjoy it. So you can get yours. Go to corncobpipe.com and you can buy it directly from the source there in Washington, Missouri. They'll send it to you right from the factory. And man, just know you're going to have a little piece of Americana there with you, and one of the best pipes in the world.
That's right. Special thanks to the good friends at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring this show. All right, man, we are moving into from the industry into the community. And I think what a great transition with this particular category of the best pipe publication. Now, I always like to kind of give a little bit of clarification for this. In fact, even for the kind of these final three categories, you know, one might make the argument that there's a lot of bleed over or a lot of blending. You know, a lot of these could kind of fit into different ones. So, you know, I think it's good to kind of talk about what we're looking for in these categories. And for best pipe publication, we are very clear. We're looking for print or web. So technically, this could be a website. This could be a magazine. This could be a kind of a media channel or an outlet, a brand, if you will, that is kind of producing content with kind of that industry lens and also kind of representing the community at the same time. We've had obviously some great representatives. You know, I mentioned that there's no more dishonorable mentions, but I mean, like, you know, the dishonorable mention for this category, of course, is Country Squire Radio, because we don't qualify. But if we weren't us, we would qualify, so to speak, for this particular.
Yeah, we'd still be dishonorable.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, exactly. We'd still be dishonorable, but that would kind of be where you find us here. So anyway, all that to say, for Best Pipe Publication of 2020, who are we looking at, man?
Man, this year we have BRTV, Briar Report TV. They have done such a good job at Briar Report, just keeping the community together and informed, and man, all the interesting kind of exposés they've done on different artisan carvers and pipe blenders and things of that nature. They've roped in new community members to be kind of the faces of what they're doing, and it's just been a lot of fun following them. And of course, what's awesome are the folks at Briar Report are defending champions of this, man. They actually won an award last year, and man, BRTV, they have just done such a good job of kind of collecting the community and making sure everything's very accessible to all of us that love the pipe. And so, man, lots of good nominations here, but right there at the top, Briar Report TV, and man, proud to announce Best Pipe Publication of 2020.
That's right, man. Really exciting to see some of the content they've been producing, and just kind of how they've really, I mean, like, you know, one of the things I think that is true for this and really all the categories as we kind of lean into more of kind of community and content is that this was a significant year when it comes to producing content for the pipe community. In many respects, you know, obviously, our traditional media was kind of, you know, bled dry. Like, you know, for example, I do a podcast on the CW's Flash, but once production of that television show stopped, therefore so did the podcast, which, you know, we were able to talk about it because we didn't have a show to talk about. You know, we didn't have movies. We didn't have our regular kind of television. A lot of people binged on Netflix and watched their Tiger Kings. You know what I mean? Like, we had to kind of adjust to where we were. But for content creators, especially those kind of in kind of niche focused areas like the pipe industry, like the pipe world, there was a unique opportunity. And so that's something that, you know, we see, you know, you mentioned Briar Report, obviously, as kind of the returning our defending champion here with BRTV, getting innovative and doing kind of some great growth there. But when we kind of shift to this other category, man, the best YouTube pipe community channel, I really want to, this was a very difficult one. And ever since we've introduced this category, it has always been a difficult one because there is a lot. Now, I mentioned, you know, Country Squire Radio would kind of qualify more in kind of the best pipe publication type of a sector more than like the YouTube. Now, part of that is because we literally don't, I mean, we've got the YouTube channel, but we don't produce content for YouTube. But even if we were still producing content for YouTube, we never really identified as a YouTube channel, right? Like, we were a podcast for first that utilized YouTube as kind of like our live broadcast, I guess, platform. I mean, does that make correct. Sense, or is that all like crazy complicated?
No, I think that's right. We are and always have been a podcast that's that right. occasionally would put episodes on YouTube and have people tune in to watch us live. But that kind of wasn't the point,
right? You know, exactly.
Our first love and real production, and that's very true, because the YouTube that we did was never really produced. It was very raw.
it was how the sausage
still is
made. Yes, absolutely.
Still is, but yeah, no, that's right. But man, so many great YouTube channels out there that are specific to the pipe and also, you know, include pipes or dabble in the pipes, and there's a lot of good contestants here.
Absolutely. Well, and so that's the thing, right? The YouTube pipe community, and this is, I always want to make sure, especially as we kind of get ready to announce this award, because there is, we have always kind of considered the YouTube pipe community as kind of like cousins, right? Like, we're related to the YouTube pipe community because of that connection, because, you know, we were producing content on YouTube, and it was interesting seeing kind of our listeners, as well as kind of newer listeners who found the podcast through YouTube, engage with us. And wanting to be respectful, you know, like, you know, when you step into a place that's not necessarily your place, but people, you know, are welcoming you, you know, they're treating you as if you belong here, which is great. But at the same time, it's still not your place. You're not going to, like, you know, muddy up the carpet, so to speak. Right. And so we always,
yeah, exactly.
We always tried to be very cognizant of that. And I think even now, you know, some, you know, two plus years later since, you know, doing kind of YouTube content, I always want to be cognizant of that. Now, that being said, the YouTube Pipe community is a very, I think, a unique and a very kind of special place in the way in which even prior to 2020, pipe smokers from around the country and around the world, especially those who don't necessarily have that sense of community from a local pipe shop or, you know, don't have kind of that local pipe club, whoever it may be, it gives them that outlet to sit back, smoke a pipe, talk about whatever. And I mean, like, if you go on the YouTube pipe community, you can find, you know, folks like kicking back with a pipe and just like shooting the breeze and just sharing just, you know, some thoughts on life. I mean, I've done a couple of talking heads, not very many, where I've just kind of, you know, let my hair down, so to speak, while I'm smoking a pipe. And and it's kind of this means of feeling like you are in community by being able to kind of put your face out there and engage with some folks, especially with those who are able to do it live, but even for those that are doing the broadcast kind of after the fact, and really kind of get that sense of community in that regard. And it's important and it's vital. Looking at the YouTube pipe community for 2020, best YouTube channel of 2020, there was an intentional focus this year. There's going to be some special mentions, but I one of the things I was really looking for was pipe channels that kind of popped up in 2020 because of what was going on.
Things that were kind of new and interesting, or at least new to the market because of the current circumstances.
That's exactly right.
Right,
folks. You know, there were so many, man, so many pipe channels that had popped up because of people losing their jobs and kind of having this additional time, or, you know, really kind of wanting to connect with people over this kind of shared interest. Mm-hmm. You saw some channels kind of popped up and did two or three videos and then, you know, peaced out, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But one of the things I was really looking for this year, man, was really finding folks that were kind of turning out consistent content with a real kind of genuine connection that was really coming across. And so this was a very difficult one to choose, man. For our best YouTube pipe channel of 2020, we're giving that to Spurgeon Piper. Congratulations, Spurgeon Piper. Again, relatively new to YouTube, as with, you know, a lot of the channels in particular that we were really kind of focusing on were. Now with this one, there is also special mention as well. Gotta give a shout out to There and Tobacco Again, which also,
don't you love that?
Like, yeah, I was about to say, like, There and Tobacco Again is always like that's a channel that, you know, I love a good pun. It goes a long way with me. And I mean, like, you know, a strong contender. If homeboy wasn't trying to like steal my look, might've put him over the, no, I'm just kidding. But I did, I did see on his most recent video though, he's got like literally my hat and I've got that same shirt. And I was like, wait, is this a much thinner, like better shape in shape me? No. Okay. Red beard. Okay. No.
A you that maybe bathed more than, you know, twice a week or something,
something like that. But, you know, so special shout out to There and Tobacco Again. And then also I got to give another special shout out to a pipe channel that, you know, was not, definitely has been putting out, you know, great content and has been consistently prior to the pandemic, putting out some great content. And that's the folks at Pipes, Tobacco and Whiskey, great channel. I really want to kind of give them a shout out as well. But yeah, man, for best YouTube pipe channel for 2020, Spurgeon Piper, welcome to the content community and congratulations.
So cool, man. And I, you know, you just love how folks have taken many difficult seasons and, you know, turned into their hobby even more, you know, deliberately maybe than they had before. And
use it as a connection piece, right? Like
exactly.
It's not even, I mean, like, it is kind of the enjoyment of the hobby, but it's, you know, one of the things that I find that I have missed the most in this year is that opportunity to really connect with people, like just to be with people, to be in relationship with people, to be present with people. And that, you know, you see, like, that can really only happen. Like you can't like just meet like some random person and say like, hey, you, I want to be friends with you. You know, like, no, you have to have that shared interest. Like, whatever it is your passions are, whatever your interests are, those are opportunities to create relationship. And I think the pipe is such a significant, like because it is kind of a communal practice, like it offers up that opportunity to really connect with folks. It's been a year for, I think a lot of people have been feeling that pain. A lot of folks, well, I'll put it this way. A lot of folks who have perhaps always felt that pain because they've been, you know, separated from, you know, a local pipe community or something of that nature. The rest of us understand that better, right? Like those of us that have the country squires of the world, I think understand a little bit better, the frustration and the struggle of, you know, man, I have this interest, but I want to share this interest. I want to connect with people over this. But man, this has been a significant year for, you know, community and clubs, in the pipe world. And, you know, I'm really stoked to kind of set this up as kind of our final category, man, because it really was a year that required pipe clubs and online communities to step up in a big way and to offer up opportunities of connection. And you know, it I don't know if we personally did a good job or a bad job in that regard, man, but
we did a job.
We definitely did a job, right? Like we were putting out content, wanting to kind of connect with people. I mean, we share a little bit about our lives, on this show too, as kind of that additional means of connection with folks that, you know, probably are feeling a little bit more isolated. I know, like I said, that's definitely been me this year, but. For the best of pipe club slash community of 2020, a brand new category, and I think one that's going to stay, but certainly kicking off in a big way. Man, who did we have for our best of for the pipe club slash community in 2020?
Man, very, very thrilled to announce this particular group that has been so important to the pipe community's ability to stay connected and frankly has pulled off something remarkable that's truly global. And man, congrats. Best pipe club or community of 2020 goes to the Virtual Pipe Club and David Dorian Ross's group. Man, a fantastic job. I mean, you want to talk about hopping on a Zoom meeting with people literally, you know, from three and four continents at a time, all puffing pipes, you know, trying to speak the same language and yet still enjoying this common thread that we all know and love. And they have just done such a good job. David Dorian Ross, you know, he just has this incredible spirit and a way to connect people. He's very disarming and very, you know, interesting and someone that just can draw you into this community very, very warmly in a very welcoming way, and the spirit of the group really does bear his spirit. It's a really wonderful thing. Fascinating. So many people involved in this particular group, the Virtual Pipe Club. You know, they've got you know, newbies that are just now learning about the pipe and are interested in it. Old salts that have been around for you know, since before you and I were born, Bo. You know, that remember what Balkan and Sobrani tasted like in 1965 and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and folks not just from those categories, but also from all over the world in those categories. And so seasoned pipe smokers that'll pop up from, you know, parts of Europe and Asia to collaborate and interact and hang out with folks from, you know, humble places like Texas and North Carolina and California and everywhere else. And so, man, just really, really cool. The Virtual Pipe Club, of course, they also have their own YouTube channel, and there's you know, some ancillary groups there, but what they have done is nothing less than remarkable, and it has truly been the pipe source of community for dozens and dozens and dozens of people, and cannot recommend them enough. They've just done such a good job, and even, you know, the ability of that group to spread news and information and content, it has just been it's been really, really good. And they you know, have a series of speakers that come on occasionally that you know, where you get to know not just the person's influence in the pipe community or tobacco community, but also you know, their own story and some of their personality. And it's just really cool. So man, the Virtual Pipe Club, congratulations. Best pipe club or community of 2020.
Hey, well earned. And I want to also give a shout out to kind of a special mention to our friends over at This Pipe Life as well, for their online presence and opportunities. I know that, you know, the various pipe clubs throughout have been, you know, offering up opportunities to connect online. But man, yeah, the Global Virtual Pipe Club, from Facebook to YouTube to Zoom, I mean, like, you know, cross-platform, really, really fantastic. So congratulations, guys, and thank you for the work that, and thank you and everyone who has been working tirelessly in the pipe community to create those opportunities of connection throughout what has been a very, very difficult year. But man, here we are now. 2020 is behind us officially now that we've got our best of named.
I know, announced. Man.
So like, that's the thing. I remember on New Year's Eve. Did you stay up for New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Did you really? All the way?
I did. All the way. I think I was up till 1 or 2. It gets fuzzy after about 12.
That's right. You know what? So was I, man. Like, this was probably the first time in years that I actually stayed up till midnight. You know, I think part of me wanted to know if I'd actually make it.
I know, right? Yeah. Am I still capable of that? Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been living in this mindset of 2021 is not promised, and thank God we are finally here. But, you know, and yep. The reality is that, you know, obviously it's not like anything magically changed, you know, when the clock struck midnight or anything like that. But I do think there is a state of mind, a blessing that the calendar gives us, and kind of a mental refresh to
The new fresh slate.
That's exactly right. So we'll see what 2021 brings us, man. I'm excited to be spending it though with you every single week. We've got some great episodes kind of laid out for us here. I think we've got some exciting opportunities in this coming year. And man, should we leave them with a little New Year's resolution? Do you want to share a little New Year's resolution before we close out?
I don't. I don't want to do any New Year's resolutions. No. You're welcome. You're more than welcome.
No, I don't want to either. I'll, in 2020, I had like this goal of like, you know, getting back on track and losing some weight and doing this, that, and the other. And I actually did pretty good until I broke my foot and then the apocalypse started. So, you know, I think I'm just going to like, you know, I think I'm going to be good with living.
Let it ride.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey,
man,
what thank everybody for tuning in. And again, congratulations to all the winners and to our special mentions. And of course, you know, to the countless folks that were nominated in all of these various categories. Yeah. I mean, just really, really one of the things that I think is very, very clear is that the pipe industry and the fandom is very strong. The enthusiasm is there even in the midst of what was a rough year. And man, I just look forward to seeing what comes to the future. But in the meantime, as the future continues to head our way, we want to encourage you. You can follow us throughout the week. You can follow us on the Twitter. I'm at TheRealBoYork.
I'm at John David Cole. Or you can get us at the shop at @_CountrySquire.
Also, at Squire Radio is the show's handle. But all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. All right, man. That was the best of for 2020. Man. We've been doing this. What? This is a couple years now we've been doing this. And I feel like we finally got it right.
I think, maybe 3 or 4 years. Yeah, I can't. It's sad. We don't even know the exact time, but it's grown every single year. And it's been that much more impressive as time has gone on. And, man, folks from the pipe community have really bought in and are making this our own. So, man, it's great. We're glad to bookend a difficult and interesting year with some really good high points. And congratulations to all of you.
That's right, man. Well, hey, 2021 is here. Let's go have a year.
See you, brother.